Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Freedom Wire, your number one source for patriotic truth. You might notice there's a void in this room today. There's somebody missing.
Poor Ryan F-bomb dad shoes James is out with the flu today.
F-bomb dad shoes.
Speedy recovery to him.
So now you back soon. Yeah, good luck. Happy healings. Connor's here. I'm here. That's who's important. Today we're going to talk to you guys about impeachment. It's going ahead. The Dems went ahead and pulled that trigger, and we couldn't be happier. So comment below. What do you think? Are you happy that the Dems pulled that trigger, or are you just frustrated at the whole thing that's going on? Please comment below. Also, like the video if you can. Share it. Share it with your friends. Push this information out there. Also, if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel and hit the bell so you get notified every time there's a new episode up. Also, if you want a deeper insight into the way we think here at Freedom Wire, please go to freedomwire.com. And while you're there, if you want any of the swag, such as the hats, or the Freedom Mugs, or even these nifty Freedom Wire shirts, please go to the store tab at the top of the page.
Freedom Mugs are $9.99. They're going fast, so get them before the holidays are over.
Hurry up. Impeachment. It's happening. Finally, after all these, after months of speculation, and let's be honest, it's been years. They've wanted to impeach Trump since before he took office.
Since the day he announced he was going to be a candidate for president.
Yeah, Maxine Waters, she's been on him since before that. And so have a lot of other people. Since before he took office, they wanted to impeach him. What I want to know is now that they're getting their wish, is it going to happen? Are they actually going to get what their ultimate goal is, which is Donald Trump not sitting in the Oval Office anymore?
I very much doubt it. Or if it does happen, it won't be through this. It will be through the election or something like that. Because I feel like what they're dealing with right now is a classic case of, you know, it's always greener on the other side. They were hoping that when they were on the other side of impeachment, it was going to be this perfect, wonderful thing where suddenly it's all Democrats in power in the federal government and no Donald Trump anywhere. And instead, what they landed feet first in was a big pile of crap. And now they really have no way out of it except to try to go through it.
You're saying that is a perfect way to put it. Once you're, you know,
they jumped the fence looking for the greener grass and landed waist deep in horse poop.
And that's the old Winston Churchill saying, well, if you're going through hell, you got to keep going. Mm-hmm. The Democrats are going through hell right now.
Hey, you got to hand it to them for their persistence. You know, they're willing to stick this thing out, but.
Well, like the Emperor said in the Star Wars trilogy, the hate is strong mm-hmm. in them. You can feel it flow. This has been nothing but what the right has claimed it to be, which is a political coup pulled off by the Democrats. They have tried with Russia. There was no collusion. They're trying with Ukraine for abuse of power and or bribery, which is obviously not the case. So I think what they're settling on is abuse of power.
Yeah, you see, they're also trying in the background with the tax returns as if they can predict that this is going to fail, but they're still digging for the tax returns in the courts in the hopes of, oh, when this falls apart, maybe, just maybe, they'll find something in those documents that they can try again.
Can you believe the amount of attacks that the president is having to repel at all times? It's like they are constantly attacking Trump, looking for something to pin on him. It's like pinning the tail on the donkey, but what they're doing is instead of spinning themselves and trying to hit the donkey, they're spinning the room and they're just trying to hit it when the room comes, you know, and it's just not happening.
Well, see, here's the thing with impeachment. For as much as we've talked about it, for all the articles we've written, for all the podcasts we've done about it, this is the first time we can talk about it's officially impeachment. It's no longer an impeachment inquiry. It's no longer, you know, impeachment inquiry hearings. that they're officially calling for drafting of articles of impeachment now. So, but ultimately, then at the end of the day, nothing has changed. We all kind of knew where this was going from day one. There was never a chance that this unofficial impeachment inquiry, when it was behind closed doors or when it went public, that it wasn't going to result in articles of impeachment being written up. We all knew this was coming. No one is surprised by this.
Not a soul. And what I would like to know even more, like what to me is how many of the actual Democrats in power, the elected Democrats, actually believe that Trump is guilty of what they're accusing him of. I've talked to people online. I've been going at it left and right with a bunch of liberals.
You know, as you typically do,
because I, not that it, what's funny is in real life I'm very non-confrontational, but online, not that I feel braver, it's just these people are so bold in what they say, I just can't help myself.
And you don't have cable TV, so you need something to take up your time.
Pardon me. Yeah, and it's not because I'm confrontational to them. I ask questions or whatever, and immediately I get attacked for being conservative. They all assume I'm a member of the Republican Party, which I'm not. They all assume that I've voted red my whole life, which I have not. There's all kinds of things that they assume immediately. Obviously, being a racist, all these things they come at me with. So I have no choice but to be confrontational back. Unfortunately for them, I seem to be wittier than they are, and they end up running away or blocking me, and it's been fun. I get a kick out of every time I get blocked. But these people actually believe that Trump is guilty of what the left is accusing him of, when there is not one shred of evidence, not one. Did you watch any of the experts?
I, as always, you know, after it was done, went and rewatched the highlights and kind of, you know, got a sense of it. Ryan, I'm sure, was at home sick watching
and
all of it.
And getting sicker watching.
Yes, exactly. We were all sick to our stomachs by the time that was done. But they got three quote-unquote scholars. Oh, we lost the flag. Disappointing.
Yeah, I don't know why that happens every once in a while.
We've been hacked by Democrats. But they had these three scholars that are, you know, supposed to be experts. I mean, maybe they know stuff, but what relevance do they have to the situation? We just wanted to hear people put definitions on things?
Yeah, they're not. And the fact that they're calling them witnesses, they're not witnesses. They haven't witnessed anything. They may be experts.
Well, you can call them as expert witnesses, which they don't need to actually be a witness to anything.
Right, but here's the thing. Here's the thing with scholars. There's that old adage that those that can't do, teach. There's a reason why these people are stuck in academia. They can't hack it in the real world.
Well, I mean, here's the thing with that. These people are professors of various subjects at some very prestigious universities, so that's nothing to sneeze at. And even if the, you know, the adage of, you know, if you can't just teach, then, like, even if that holds true, it's still a pretty big accomplishment, because in their field, they're at the top. But that doesn't qualify them to go before Congress and talk about why the president should be impeached for a situation they had nothing to do with.
I disagree. I disagree with the fact that, you know, it's an accomplishment to be at the top. All they've done was figured out how to do school right. You know what I'm saying? It's like anything else in life. If you can figure out the loopholes and the strategy to make something happen as far as any job or any you know, anything, which schooling is, that's what all they did was they sat in front of books and they tried to learn from people in the past and make that applicable to the future. But they didn't do anything with that. All they're doing is basically passing on that same information. To me, what's important is innovation and creation of new thought. These people have no new thoughts. They're going by what they've used as a profession over the last 20 or so years or whatever.
Yeah, and that makes sense. But one way or the other, either for good or for ill, they're at the top of their field. So people at least put some sort of stock in what they have to say. But they're out of their context here. There's no reason for them to be saying all of this. And then now for them to try to come out and point to these professors and say, hey, stuff that they said plus all the other hearsay we've heard thus far, this is a compelling enough case for us to draft formal articles of impeachment.
Did you, was it Matt Gaetz or Jim Jordan yesterday?
I think it was Gaetz with the hand raising.
Yes. Ask them, how many of the four of you know the facts about this case?
And none of them could raise their
hand. Not one of them raised their hand. You know, and then the other one, the woman, she was Carlin.
Pamela Carlin.
Carlin.
Yeah. I forget which university she was from.
And I don't even care about the whole Barron thing. That was her trying to be cute, mm-hmm. trying to be witty, which she's not.
Again, which is the point I've made many times before, that everyone is literally just fishing for a soundbite that makes them look good on the news the next day. No one's actually trying to make cohesive points anymore.
Right. But she made the I think it was Jim Jordan. It might have been Matt Gaetz. Again, those two guys are fighting hard for democracy, to keep this process pure. She said that when he said, do us a favor, she said that's for him. Like, that was, she immediately created intent and context. But she took it out of context. Because the next few words, if you remember, is for our country. Mm-hmm. And she sat up there. It amazes me that these were the people that they chose. Well, I know why it's the people they chose. They chose... Yeah. We got one, they got three, we got one.
And they make it seem, there was a lot of headlines running around, and I know the New York Times was guilty of this as well, where they made it seem like the Republicans could only get one guy. They had more than that. They were only allowed to bring in one guy. They could have brought in a lot more. There were plenty of other people who were willing to come in and speak, but the Democrats blocked all of them.
Right.
They would just allow the one guy. And he made a very compelling case as to why this is all nonsense and they have nothing.
But that's not what the American... Again, this is all pomp and circumstance. It's all a show. It doesn't matter. They were going to do this. I don't even know why they went through this. They should have just said, let's just draw up the articles and see what happens.
Yeah. Because let's be honest, when all this stuff started with the Schiff hearings weeks ago... What have we learned since then? Like, we might have clarified a point or two, but it's just been a big theater production for everybody to...
Nobody has first-hand information.
No, exactly.
The only person that has any first-hand information, Ambassador Sondland, who actually talked to Donald Trump, asked him, what do you want? Donald Trump said, I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. I want him to do what's right. I want him to do what he ran on. What did he run on? Getting rid of corruption.
As soon as Sondland said that, maybe that shouldn't have been the end of it, but it should have been the beginning of the downhill slide.
But it had already started sliding downhill. These people are holding on to this like a pit bull holds on to the last bone. They're not letting it go. Because why? Because they put all their eggs in the Russia basket, and when that hit ground floor and exploded all over them, they're like, well, we got to find something else now. So now they're trying to do the whole thing with the Ukraine. That's not working. Obviously, the polls show that Americans are no longer supporting impeachment as much as they're against it. The polls have flopped. And now they still have something in the wings. They just keep coming. The next thing is going to be the taxes. First of all, he doesn't need to show his taxes. The only thing that the president needs to prove is that he was born in the United States of America. That's it. Well, I guess in that you're...
Yeah.
There's more to that.
Well, that he's eligible to be president.
Yeah, age and... like. Yeah. But the bottom line is he does not need to show his tax returns. The reason they want to see the tax returns is they're going to go over them with a fine-tooth comb, and they're going to try to find some kind of connection between him and corruption.
It doesn't matter all what kind doing. Of corruption, who that corruption is with. They don't know what they're looking for at this point, which is why there's all this trouble, because the investigators can look into someone's financial information if there's, like, probable cause and warrants and stuff, but since Democrats clearly don't bother with that anymore, they're just fighting to... You have to turn over everything, and we'll know what we're looking for when we find it.
And the bottom line is after this is done, and it moves to the Senate, the Democrats need, what is it, 26, I think is the number, 26 Republicans to vote with them on impeachment. We know that Mitt Romney, he's going to vote, so that's 25. So they need 25 more Republican votes to get, besides Mitt Romney, who's a rhino. You heard me say it, Mitt, you're a rhino. I voted for you, and I regret doing that. So I'm hoping that you get what you deserve, which is ousted from your Senate seat after Trump helped you get it.
Yeah. But despite that, Mitt Romney, if you're watching, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. We appreciate it.
Yeah. So it's going to go to the Senate. It's going to get kicked out of the Senate.
Yeah.
And this will be a gigantic waste of time and money. And everybody knows it's a sham. Everybody.
I think even the Democrats are starting to realize that now, because you saw, like, think about how much time there was between the day the whistleblower report dropped and the day they came out and announced that they were starting impeachment inquiries. It was just a few days. But the day after Pelosi got up there and said they were starting to do it, Trump released the transcript. And that was when the first little cracks started to show up. And, you know, there were holes in the story. And suddenly, then the next thing that came out was the whistleblower was working with Schiff and all this stuff. And then it's just been one thing after another. And by now they have something that's so full of holes that it's barely even sticking together.
It definitely can't hold water.
It couldn't hold water to begin with, but it's just falling apart around them. But they're so deep into it, and they've hung everything they have on it that they have no choice but to see it through to the end. But
And here's the bottom line. What they're doing right now is they're handing the 2020 election over to Donald Trump.
Pretty much.
This is going to be the biggest backfire they've ever done. And it's beautiful to watch. It's like it really is. It's like the Democrats have no idea on how to operate in this world. They hold on to this lie, and they don't realize how it's going to affect them in the future. It's taken down half of the party, and it's like it's similar to what they did to Bernie. Like not similar, but there's a correlation, I think, between the way they railroaded Bernie Sanders in 2016. They railroaded their best chance to win the presidency in 2016. It's like they try to shape it to the exact form that they want instead of moving it down the alley that they need to go. Do you know what I'm saying? They're trying to, and it bites them in the ass every time, because the form that it takes 9 times out of 10 is gelatinous and falls apart. Mm-hmm. Look what happened to Hillary, and it's going to happen with this. It's because they're so adamant about making it happen. They're forcing it to happen, and when you force something to happen, like something, well, almost anything in life, if you force it to happen, it's not meant to be, and it's going to fall apart.
Yeah, and honestly, I think some members of the Democratic leadership are starting to wake up to that, because you've seen in various moments, Nancy Pelosi seems almost reluctant to keep going through with this. She was all on board when she first announced, all right, we're pursuing impeachment. And then over the following weeks, seemed like it was more of a reluctant thing, and she wasn't sure. And then, you know, today she seemed sure about it.
And how weird is that for her to talk about praying and divine providence?
Yeah, she was saying that as a reporter, I don't know if you saw this, asked her if she was on her way out, do you hate Donald Trump?
Oh, I love that.
And she said, you know, as a devout Catholic, I don't hate anybody. It's a very strong word. Well, last time I checked, devout Catholics don't support late-term abortion, but she's all on board with that.
Yeah, so apparently she hates the unborn,
I guess.
But
anyway, she seems very reluctant to do it. So you got to wonder, are they so invested in it that they can't see another way out other than sending it to the Senate? Because they have to know that it's not going to go their way up there.
And what's going to happen is here's what they're doing. In 2020, they're throwing away all their seats in the House because they're all going to look inept. And it's
or at least anybody involved on those
right
in those hearings.
But and think about it, the blowback that's going to happen to those committees, minus the Republicans who basically there were people that were trying to shape the narrative and people that were trying to keep it real. And that's what it came down to. We had Democrats saying sometimes hearsay is more important than fact. What?
Yeah, it's insane. And okay, maybe if the Democrats get lucky, they somehow undermine Trump in the election and a Democrat wins the presidency. I don't think it's likely, but there's always the possibility that it could happen. At what cost, though, you have to start asking yourself, because sure, maybe they'd get the executive branch, but if they lost all of their power in Congress and suddenly there's a Republican majority, what have they really gained? Other than the fact that they can say, oh, we took down Trump. Well, great, but you sank your entire party and now you can't do anything that you wanted to do, which, you know, for us is good, but for them it would be a disaster.
I'm more impressed that they haven't tried to sink the economy yet. That to me is more impressive.
Well, the year's starting soon, so we'll be able to, you know, get into new sinking the economy in 2020, because Ryan, even though he's sick, just wrote an article about it. Elizabeth Warren's plan, if she wins, is to, you know, start taxing our way into prosperity by just ramping up taxes and hoping that, you know, somehow everybody makes more money. So we may see economic destruction in the not too distant future.
Well, that'll be a discussion for another day. Yeah. Well, I think it's time. I mean, what else can we say? It's impeachment time. We don't really know anything other than the fact that they're going to go through with it, and we're thinking that it's going to get slammed right back in their face. If you think the same, comment below. If you think different, comment below. Do you think this is going to work? Are the Democrats going to be able to ram it through the Senate as well and get Trump ousted from office? If so, or if not, comment below. Also, like the video if you can, share it as well. If you haven't already subscribed, please subscribe and hit the notifications button. That way you'll know whenever a new episode is up. And as always, if you want any of the Freedom Wire swag that you see displayed on the table before you, or if you would like to understand a little bit more, read a little bit more in depth on some of these issues that myself, Ryan, and Connor, and some other contributors write about, go to freedomwire.com and you can get everything there. Other than that, you got anything else?
That about does it for today.
That'll do it for today. So until next time, stay free, America.